Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So it's a nice weather this weekend. Not 80-degree weather, Ike, but it's supposed to be in the 60s, I believe. So yeah. I'm going to get my riding lawnmower out maybe tomorrow, maybe Sunday. Get it ready to go. Natural lawn was out. My lawn's looking nice and green, so now I got to mow.
Dude, it's funny because I had some lawn service stuff going on today myself.
You did?
Well, you know, I'm having some issues with my soon-to-be former lawn service company as I move to another lawn service company.
And you're looking, and you're talking about somebody who's actually cutting your lawn.
Yeah, well, do everything, the treatment.
Everything?
Yeah, everything. I got to have everything done. Everything.
You retired from that.
Landscaping, everything.
Yeah, you're retired from that. You're not going out there with the push mower.
Hell no. I want to feel like I at least accomplished something, and me not doing yard work is an accomplishment.
Your trees?
Yep.
You do?
Yep.
So you don't rake? They get out there with the blowers?
They take it. So this will be the first time, obviously, since you're getting around to this part of the year. So you got to clean up all the old stuff, get the old dead stuff out of there, put new mulch in, all of that.
So
I got a nice little bill coming soon.
Yeah, I can't. I can't. As far as the gardening and stuff like that, I can do the labor with the mower and stuff like that.
Anything that
involves skill or mulch or planting stuff, I kill flowers.
Yeah, too much. Speaking of killing flowers, Sparty has done a lot of that with going out and using the bathroom in the flower beds. Yeah, he does that a lot.
Yeah, the dogs will kill trees and stuff like that.
Oh, man.
Got to look out.
I'm like, dude, that's never growing back.
Hey, Ben, did you put anything with Acres up on Twitter at Mark Cerise, WIP?
I feel bad for David Acres.
No, I like David Acres. But
all-time leading scorer.
Is it?
Franchise history.
Here we go. Did the Eagles make the right choice?
Come on, man.
No. I don't know if it's right choice. Like, is there just – there's nobody else that was available to announce
how
the pick?
Is there
They're
nobody
coming off
else?
A Super Bowl named the kicker announcing their first-round draft pick?
No, not the first-round pick.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's not the first-round pick. I think it's the second-round pick.
Right, it's the Drew Pearson pick, I think.
Yeah. So he may not even get to announce a pick.
Yeah.
I mean, unless they hold him to the
fourth
round.
That's why they gave it to him. They said, yeah, announce the second-round pick there, Dave. He's going to show up and be like, oh, they don't have a second-round pick?
Gets a free trip to Dallas.
So is it no B-Doc because the Hall of Fame stuff, or?
Maybe because he did it last year.
This is the only reason why I even worry about it or scoff at it.
Yeah.
Is that Drew Pearson came to Philly last year,
yeah,
and that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What he did, they gave it back to him, whatever. That was pretty cool. So I was looking for the Eagles to send somebody down there and kind of do the same. I don't know if that means Jaws or... I mean, I don't know who else you would send, but that's what I want Twitter for. Is who should they send if it's not Acres?
Yeah.
Who should they send? At Mark Cerise WIP. A lot of people scoffing. Jack Fritz, Jackie Pucks. I saw his hot take on Twitter.
Yeah, yes.
Fritz Bayless, I'm calling him.
Yeah, pipe down there, youngin'. Disrespecting DA. Pipe down there.
Let's go back to the phones. We have, who do we have? Brady's down in Jacksonville. Hi, Brady.
What's going on, fellas? Y'all got me hyped up talking about the Sixers
now,
man. My man.
Yeah, I got a little story to tell you real quick about down here in Jacksonville since the schedules came out. I was going to work this morning before I flicked it over to y'all, and I was listening to it was on Jacksonville Sports Radio, and they were talking about the London game, and they're already counted as a win, I guess, because, you know, we all call them down here the London Jags. We don't call them Jacksonville Jaguars. And what they were saying was, they said, oh, we're so happy to not have those degenerates come down here to our city. And, man, I was like, man, I just wish that we were playing them here so the Bleeding Green Nation can come down here and just drive them out of their stadium. Because I'm counting it as a win, no doubt. I think with their – Blake Bortles is terrible, man. I mean, he is just god-awful. And I just feel like with our defense – even though we lost a couple guys, man, I still think we'll tear them up, man. I don't see how they can beat us, even in London.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think it's going to be a great game. You look at Jacksonville, you can't necessarily look at Jacksonville the way we used to look at Jacksonville. Now, I know they still have Blake Bortles. They still have Blake Bortles. But that'll be our first trip over there. And I don't know if our players are going to go over there and enjoy London. You know, Jay Ajayi's going back home. And Jacksonville is used to it.
They know what
they go every year, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
And they've blown some good teams out over there.
Well, Ike.
Yeah.
Now that you mention it.
And plus, I don't think it wouldn't be any fun if I just go through the schedule and make them 16-0. What's the purpose of me going through the schedule?
Right.
I got to pick some losses in here somewhere.
Well, that's a game they could very easily lose.
Yeah. And I can see them winning it also.
Week to week in the NFL, you don't know how the team's playing at that point. You don't know if it's a must-win for Jacksonville. You don't know.
Yep.
You know what, Ike? Jacksonville, all the success they had last year, Blake Bortles may be so epically bad, they may be a 7-win team this year. You don't know.
Would not surprise me one bit, because now it's expected of them.
Yes. It was the schedule last year. Now they're playing a tougher schedule.
Yep.
So I'm not going to go game for game with the Jags, but just because the Jags won games last year doesn't mean that they're going to win as many games this year. Last four games, like you them 10-2?
So far, yep, 10-2.
I have 9-3. At Dallas, that's a 425. Coming off a Monday night game at home against the Redskins. At Dallas following Sunday. That's a Buck Aikman game. That's a loss.
Well, I got them.
You're saying loss.
Four straight wins. I'm looking at it.
Because then you're at the Rams the next Sunday, Sunday night.
Right. I'm going to go win against the Cowboys.
At Rams.
L.
Following Sunday, home against the Texans, 1 p.m.
Last home game, we win.
And then at the Redskins.
Now, this is the tricky one, right? Because I got them sitting at 1, 2, 3. I got them 11-3 right now, right?
11-3.
What I have.
Well, no, you have them 12-3.
Yeah, 12-3. I'm sorry. 12-3. Will we already have the division locked up? Will we already have the conference locked up? Do we give them this game?
If they already have it clinched, you can just give them a loss and say 12-4.
I'm going to go L.
12-4.
Coming off a Super Bowl year, I'll take 12-4.
And 12 wins likely gives you home field.
Top two seed, yeah.
They may need it. They may not need it. But you're saying 12, maybe 13.
Yes.
And I'm saying 11, maybe 12.
Okay.
That's where I am. Because those last four games, they're going to.
I mean, you're talking about 3 out of 4 on the road. That's not going to be easy.
It's not going to be easy.
Yeah.
It's not going to be easy. So I have 11 or 12. I guess officially I'll say 12.
And when you look at the four teams they'll be playing in that final month, those could be four. They should be. Or could be four teams that are fighting to get in the playoffs.
Yep. You're right. That's important,
too. The Cowboys, the Rams, the Texans, and the Redskins.
The Rams may be positioning for the division.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're trying to get in.
Yeah.
They could. All right, Mike. Mike's in Glenside. Come on, Mike. What's up?
Hello, boys.
Yo.
What up, Mike?
Yo, what's up, guys? First of all, I want to say this is like an interview. I'm going to start calling you guys on a regular basis because I really like your show. And I like to maybe, you know, you had that guy Levi on the show at one time for like 15 minutes or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
More than once.
All right. I think I'm pretty knowledgeable. Just listen to my stuff. We'll talk later on because I'm a sports. That's where something I want to get into. But I want to say that.
Sure.
Okay. Great. Well, first of all, you're going to like. My record is undefeated because I can't look at that team. When I go down the schedule, I can't honestly look at the schedule and say that I think that who they're playing is going to beat them. I don't see it. I don't see it, except for maybe one team, and maybe that's the Saints going down there playing in the Dome. They could get beat. But the way I look at it, the Eagles are I don't fear any team in the NFL, so that's the way I look at it. I know there's certain circumstances where there might be injuries and stuff like that, but let's say they can't go undefeated.
Well,
they're not going undefeated.
It's pretty difficult to do.
Yeah, especially I know that.
Yeah, that's pretty difficult to do. And here's the thing. The Patriots, I believe, have won, what, 15, 16 straight NFC East titles or something like that. They've been in the playoffs just about every year except for the year Brady got hurt. I think they won 11 games that year.
They did.
My only point is that you can be a great team and not necessarily win 15, 16 games every year. I think the Patriots only won 12 games last year.
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, I'm just – sometimes I'm looking through rose-colored glasses. But, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying that's my – that's the way – you wanted a record, so that's part of it. But I want to say something else, like, and I agree with you, and people haven't really talked about this, is I think that the one loss that the Eagles had as far as players are concerned is Trey Burton. I don't – he's not going to be easy to replace, you know?
Yeah.
And if Ertz goes down like he does when he gets injured, you know, who are you going to have there? You know what I mean?
I think tight end is a huge need. When you look
maybe at first round pick.
When you're looking at drafting somebody in this draft. Yeah, I do. I think I know Trey Burton was technically the number three tight end. No, Trey Burton was the number two tight end. Stop it. Trey Burton was the number two tight end on this team. That's why he went out and got the money that he got. That lets you know he's a good tight end. Brent Celek he's on the free agent market still. So that lets you know who was the more valuable player of the two. He's younger, more athletic, certainly caught more passes, more touchdowns, more versatile. Trey Burton's play is going to be missed because he filled so many different roles on this team. And Richard Rodgers was signed. I don't know where Richard Rodgers is. I don't know what he is. I don't know what Billy Brown is. And I'm not going to
– unknown.
Yeah, I'm not –
unknown.
So –
that's what they are.
I'm not about to get all overly excited about that. But if you want to take the kid from Penn State, possibly.
South Dakota State.
Yeah, the South Dakota State kid. I mean, they need that other dynamic there. That's what makes the offense dynamic.
Yeah, the NFL, you don't have the one – you don't have one tight end and then the blocking tight end anymore. You have two pass-catching tight ends.
Yes.
That's the lead.
It's another weapon.
It is. Essentially, you're getting big wide receivers these days. Are we having Zach Ertz on Monday, Ben?
I think so.
Yes, Monday at 3:35.
We'll talk to him Monday about it. Mm-hmm. You know, it makes it easier on him, too, if you have – especially red zone.
That's the key right there, the red zone.
Five touchdowns by Trey Burton last year. Forget about it. He didn't have that many catches. Five touchdowns is big.
In the red zone. Yes, and he threw the most important one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.